And now, Michiana Chronicles, a series by area writers about their daily lives. This week, April Ladinsky takes politics to the movies.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
No. I don't want to hang out in the lobby. I want to enthuse about some very timely movies. They all pass cartoonist Alison Bechdel's test because they feature at least two women with names who speak to one another about something besides a man. I know, low bar, right? But movies like these are hard to come by. My beloved and I headed to the multiplex this week to escape the news cycle of threats to shut down the government over funding for Planned Parenthood, an agency relied on by 1 in 5 U.S. women. We saw Grandma, the new Lily Tomlin vehicle that is an antidote to the bro squad of current films glorifying male violence. Grandma is a quiet little film, but it uncovers a riot of feelings between generations of women. An unwanted pregnancy throws them together, and they show the complexity of the mantra, the personal is political. They recall the fear and secrecy before Roe v. Wade. They remind us to stay outraged about the present. They teach us how rarely we hear women speaking truthfully about sexuality. If you want a second serving of reproductive rights films, you can stream from home the sweetly funny film that skipped our theaters titled The Obvious Child, a rom-com cream puff with feminist filling. It's delicious. Many of us locals had a rare opportunity to meet heroines of the screen when Andrea Pino and Annie Clark visited South Bend recently. Pino and Clark are featured as students in the award-winning documentary The Hunting Ground, about sexual assaults on college campuses. Now graduates, they are channeling their harrowing experiences as victims into education and prevention. They challenge their student audiences to practice everyday activism, to speak up and listen to those who are too often dismissed, too often silenced. I was inspired by Andrea and Annie and my other big screen sheroes to everyday activism last week at a political fundraiser where my senator was backslapping party allies. I sat with other Planned Parenthood supporters in expensive seats we purchased to be a visible reminder of whose bodies are on the line in this current political skirmish. I made an effort to speak to the senator at the end of the evening when folks were still milling around. I'm a smallish person and was wearing my cherry red party dress and wore a pink carnation, like the other folks at our tables, mine tucked in my hair. Threatening, I am not. I'm pretty sure I smiled when I greeted him. I thanked him for coming that night, and for the record, our encounter opened with a hug. But he began backing away from me when I asked him to remember how many women and men rely on the very agency he'd vowed publicly to defund, an agency widely supported by medical experts. I asked him to listen to his constituents, to listen, please, to me. I get it, he said, turning away. As my voice died in the crowd, I thought about how many women have been turned away from. Those histories give us pause, but also strength. On Wednesday night, in a crowded community center, I watched the exhilarating documentary about the second wave of the women's liberation movement titled, She's Beautiful When She's Angry. I cheered and clapped and wept as women spoke about those revolutionary times. One woman said, "We heard one another into speech." Another ruefully reflected on the current political climate, warning, you're not allowed to retire from women's issues. I guess that's why every time I see the teaser for the soon-to-be-released film, Suffragette, I feel like bursting. Meryl Streep's Emmeline Pankhurst calls to a crowd of women a century ago, I incite the women of Britain to rebellion. Another suffragette says, we're in every home, we're half the human race, you can't stop us all. Study any social movement and you'll find nothing's more powerful than telling the truth aloud, and to keep telling it to your friends, your family, to the newspapers, to those who represent you locally and in Washington. Heck, say it in the movie theaters. Whenever that trailer for Suffragette plays, I clap vigorously into the theater silence. Sometimes no one claps with me, and I feel the heat of annoyed glares. But sometimes people join me, strangers craning their heads to see who else is willing to make some noise, to rebel even a little, to say that women's stories, women's voices matter. How shocking, really, that we have to keep saying it. For Michiana Chronicles, this is April Ladinsky.
Well, I've been afraid of changing, 'cause I built my life around you.
Michiana Chronicles is heard every Friday morning during Morning Edition at 7:45 a.m. and again at 12:30 p.m. during Here and Now. Michiana Chronicles is a presentation of 88.1 WVPE.